Hello, my name is Tina Anthony. I'm the head of communications at the Comic Art Museum in Brussels.
The Comic Art Museum has, what I think is really fun, is that it has usually at least three temporary exhibits going on at one time. So over the year, there's lots of exhibits to come to. You have this one exhibit right now called Reality Comics. Can you explain this? Because I was amazed by the show. It's so rich.
Reality in Comics is a very large scope show, really, because we wanted to make an exhibit about the way comics got back to reality. Because before, comics was, of course, the field of superheroes, and in our Franco-Belgian comic, it's the adventure comics and the series and all the heroes. And at a certain point, comics returned to reality. We had works such as Mouse by Art Spiegelman. There was the underground in the United States with all of the drug use and the prostitution and the sex. And then there's been many other works, like Joe Sacco's Palestine, for example, but there's many more in the show.
Persepolis
of Marcel Satrapi. And so this is the starting point, really, for reality in comics. The show starts with an overview with a timeline and then an overview of a few graphic journalists, the real artists who go in the field with a camera, often a notebook, sometimes a sketchbook, and they bring back their experience to their studio where they make a comic about it. And that's like most famously Joe Sacco, but also Guy Delisle, Emmanuel Page, etc. And then we have a section we call the studio. And this is about a few artists, and it's about practices today, how they document themselves, how often they work together with specialists in a certain field. For example, we have a section on a small nonprofit called Inklink, and they work for many NGOs around the world, and they make comics for really to raise awareness about certain themes like health, mental health, education. And the last part, as you said, it's very rich. We wanted it to be like a forest full of trees with many teams. And that's a bit of an overview of what reality comics can be today. It can be very often, it's bearing witness of a situation. It can be a testimony about conflict or about migration. It can also be an account, for example, of people looking for alternatives. It can be something we call graphic medicine. It's a current in comics where people, artists that are affected personally or in their personal life, in their surroundings by a certain condition, and they talk about it in a very low-key manner in general.
So these people are reporters and artists at the same time in a certain way. And also, I just want to say that it sounds a little dry, but it isn't dry at all. It's dramatic, it's exciting. These are interesting stories or interesting subjects. And the way they present them makes it not dry.
No, it's not dry at all, actually, because one of the characteristics of the genre is that very often the artist will turn it into a personal account. Very often these graphic journalists, as we call them, they go way off the beaten track. So they go to Afghanistan, but they're not talking about the Taliban fighting. They're talking about what's happening behind the lines in the small villages, in the small medical centers, etc. I think it can counterbalance classic journalism, which is about today's events. I'd say that, on the contrary, graphic journalism is about people's lives.
Thank you very much. And the show is on until when?
It's on until 6th of April.
And then you have also a show, a temporary show on Asterix and Obelix and their little dog. Idiotix is the star of that show. And then you also have Imbattable, which I guess is Invincible in English.
Mr. Invincible.
Yeah. Which is one of my favorite new comics. We don't have time to discuss it, but just come to the show, see all of them. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.